Bava Metzia, Perek Tes, Mishneh Gimel. The Mishneh reads, HaMekabel Sada Mechavero, somebody who accepts a field from his friend to be a sharecropper there, Vahovira, and he lets it lie fallow. That comes from the word boor. Sada boor means an unworked field. So Vahovira means he let it lie fallow. So that's a loss to the landlord, because the landlord isn't going to be able to get anything from it. So how is he going to pay him? Shaman osa kama ruya laso. So we evaluate that field. How much is it appropriate, normal, for it to produce? The nosin lo. And we give that, there I should say, the tenant, the sharecropper, has to give that amount that's normal for it to produce to the landlord. And the reason is, as the Mishnah says, shekach kosevlo, because it's the normal thing that's normally written into the sharecropper agreement is, and it's actually, the Mishnah here reverts from Hebrew to Aramaic, because Aramaic was the common language in the times of the Mishnah, im over velo avid, if I were to let the field lay fallow and not to work it, ashalim b'meitva, I will pay back with the produce that, if we look at this field, and I would have worked it, I would have plowed it and planted it properly, what it would produce based on that, that's what I have to pay back. And the Mefarshim explain that even if he were not to actually write this into the written agreement, the sharecropper agreement, still it is what we consider to be a Tanai Beis Din. It's as if it's something that Beis Din, the court has instituted as a given into every sharecropper agreement, that were he to lay it lay fallow, that he would pay as it's supposed to produce. Now, when we talk about who this is, the sharecropper, we've talked before that there's a difference between what we call chachirus and arisus. That arisus is where I pay the landlord a percentage, and chachirus is where you pay him a set amount. That this Mishnah, by definition, has to be talking about where it's arisus, where I'm paying him a percentage. Because in the case of chachirus, where I have to pay him a set amount, it's irrelevant about the fact that I didn't work the field. I still have to pay him. That's my fee. I have to pay him the set amount, whether I do use it or not. When it comes to arisus, which is dependent on a percentage of the produce, so there, that's why the Mishnah has to speak out that it depends on what the field would have potentially produced. And that's how you have to calculate it. There's no need to make such a calculation in the case of chachirus, because it's a set amount.